Ladies and gentlemen, what your Washington Wizards have done, because they're no longer my Washington Wizards. 35-point lead, disemboweled, thrown away by the Los Angeles Clippers. No Paul George, no Kawhi Leonard, shoot, no Batum, no Eric Bledsoe, no Reggie Jackson. Didn't matter. The Washington Wizards have just lost the worst game in their franchise history. And let's get into this, please.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is going on, guys? It is your host, Deontay Daniels, and Ed Oliver back at you guys with another Locked On Wizards podcast episode. I want to thank you all for making Locked On Wizards your first listen each and every day. We are free and available on all platforms. I'm so angry right now, but I'm so shocked that I can't even fully comprehend my anger, because what the Wizards did tonight, I didn't think it could get worse than the Celtics game. And what's worse about tonight, they actually played good in the first half. They bamboozled us again, just like they bamboozled us with the 10-3 start, Ed. They bamboozled us with a 35-point lead. And what did the Wizards do? They just do what the Wizards always do. They lose. Now, 35-point lead, even for the Wizards, that is low. That is so low. It's embarrassing. Blow this up, man. You know, I'm. You want to talk about panic buttons? I done broke the panic button. I smashed it. I broke it. I mean, I'm done. Wes Unseld Jr., I don't know what point you were trying to prove tonight, but Spencer, Brad, KCP, Kuz, and Harrell, that lineup was not working. It wasn't working. And you refused to change anything. What were you trying to prove? That you trusted your guys or something? Your team is struggling. Win a basketball game. Put the best product out on the court. What was that? What are you, self-sabotaging? What's going on? I mean, I've never seen, and I'm not old, but in my lifetime of watching the Wizards, that has got to be the worst loss I've ever witness in my life. You want to talk about 5-second violation? I'm thinking, okay, they hit a three, you know, 3-point lead, cool. Inbound the ball. What's this called? Timeout. Just inbound the ball. What did they do? 5-second violation. Apparently, we can't even get open to throw an inbounds pass. A simple inbound pass. Inbounds pass. We can't do that. Okay, fine. Play defense. If anything, just don't foul. That's the worst thing you can do on a three-point attempt. It's just don't foul. Not only do we give up a three to just send it in an OT, okay. Bradley Beal fouls. I don't care if you say, oh, it was close. I don't know if that's a foul or not. They shouldn't even have been in that position at all, period. That was embarrassing. That was the worst thing I've ever watched. I am so angry. I just can't believe it. This, every time you feel like the Wizards can't get any worse, they legitimately get worse. How do they do it, Ed? Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like taking my hat off. I feel like taking this Wizard shirt off and just lighting it on fire right now. I mean, this feels like the Michael Ruffin where he threw it up in the air against the Raptors and Mo Peterson gets the ball and throws it up. And what does Steve Buckets say? He says, how did that happen? I can't believe it. How did that happen? It was one of those games. I mean, this is terrible. This is a bad one. Now, if Tommy Shepard wants to blow it up, which he doesn't, then this is the game where you do hit that panic button. It's a fire sale. You trade everybody. I don't care who. I don't care if it's Bradley Beal. I don't care if it's Trez. I don't care if it's anybody. You just put them on a trade block after a game. Like, this is an excuse. Like you said, we lost to Terrence Mann. No disrespect. We lost to Amir Kofi Coffey, Jay Scrub, Isaiah Hartenstein. Isaiah Hartenstein was getting buckets. Scrub was getting to the basket whenever he felt like. Spencer Dinwiddie, man, we gotta have a conversation. He's just stealing money, but yeah, we'll get to the players in the next segment. But yeah, just the major takeaways, like you said, this loss is on West too. It's like he has a script of playing time where he just has a script and he sticks to it. Right? He premeditates the rotations, which is a lot of coaches do that too. But he has no adjustments and no flow of the game. Like Gafford played his butt off in the first half. And I know Trez played well too. He had the block at the end and had a couple, you know, and ones or whatever towards the end. But Gaff not playing is inexcusable. His defense, what we needed, because we were playing zero defense. They got to the basket every time. Dinwiddie giving up baseline. Kennard hitting and one threes to win the game. I mean, it's just inexcusable. We're just not a good team. We're not a good team. Right now, we're 23-25. The Clippers were 23-25 going to this game. Up by 35 points, man. And this is just a typical Wizards game to be up by 35 and to lose this game. And Bradley Beal finally woke up towards the end. Now, he was distributing the ball, but he finally woke up towards the end and made a three. KCP even airballed a layup down the stretch. The inbounds plays, we've been bad at inbounds.
Yes.
All year. And Kyle Kuz, I love Kuz, but that was terrible. That was terrible. The inbounds play, I don't know what's up with that either. But this team, man, and this seven-game stretch, man, the next six games, we talked about this last episode, we're playing the Nets, the Suns, the Grizzlies are going to skunk us. Ja Morant, the way he's playing right now, they're going to blow us out of the water if we play like this. I'm speechless, man. I'm disappointed to be a Washington Wizard fan. I really am. It hurts to say it. I mean, it's tough, man. It's really hard to watch this. They have no pride. Zero pride. Yeah. Zero pride right now. But Wes needs to look in the mirror too. Seriously, like these rotations is not – it's 11, man. And they did cut it down a little bit. They played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Actually, they did play 11 guys today. And you see where it gets them. This trade deadline is February 10th. And they just got to make some moves, man. They got to make some moves because this is terrible. I can't. I'm speechless. Seriously, Tyronn Lue. I got to tip my hat to Tyronn Lue. He outcoached Wes Unseld Jr. tonight. He did.
Yeah, I mean it's once again. I just don't understand what the Wizards are doing. Like I don't understand what they're doing. Wes Unseld Jr. once again. Your team's giving up the lead. The lineup you have in the game is giving up the lead. What makes you just say, they'll get it together. They'll be all right. We'll escape. I believe in my guys. What are we doing? What is going on? There's no way you're that incompetent. It's just no way. I refuse to believe it. I just refuse. It makes absolutely no sense to continue to ride that lineup the way Wes Unseld did. It's no excuse. I mean, you want to talk about players. I mean, like I said, we'll get into it more, but just a sneak peek. Spencer Dinwiddie, my God, bro. What is going on? I mean, you want to talk about terrible. Even when the Wizards were blowing them out, he was still bricking. 2-for-10 from the field. 1-for-7 from three. Awful. 5 personal fouls. Awful.
The three-point foul, that was huge too, where he fouled somebody on a three-pointer.
Awful.
That was
terrible. We talked about our biggest disappointments last episode.
Right.
Mr. Dinwiddie was number one, and he continues to show why he's the biggest disappointment. Making this money to your top three guys. Bill, once again, I mean, he came on late, but once again, I mean, wasn't enough. Sorry, they lost. So Bill wasn't enough. Spencer Dinwiddie, terrible. Bertans, don't even touch the floor. These are your top three guys, your top three paid guys. I mean, what is going on with this franchise? And I keep saying this about the Wizards. And this is why, even if they won that game, I would have been a little upset. Because they always talking about, you know, oh, we don't want to tank. We don't tank. We don't want to rebuild. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, but they don't show us anything or give us a reason to not want to tank. They don't give us a reason to not want to be a rebuilding team, to not want to be the Thunder or the Rockets or the Pistons at this point. Why not? What? I mean, this is awful, man. And this team always, I don't remember the last time like I've really been this mad, because this is back to back. You know, Celtics, I was heated. This, I'm just irritated at this point. I'm irritated because what in the world was that? How do you lose a 35-point lead against a couple young guys and some backups in an NBA professional basketball league when you have an all-NBA player on your team? I mean, it just blows my mind. It really does. And Daniel Gafford, I'm tired of him only playing, what, 12 minutes? For what?
He's the Alex Lynn. They're playing. They're acting like he's Alex Lynn. They're giving him the Alex Lynn.
Yeah, he starts the game off. He plays good. Then he don't see the court again. And like some spans in the third quarter, and that's it. I'm just so tired of this rotation. I'm tired of this team. I'm tired of at times with West's knucklehead coaching. I'm just so tired of all the that's unacceptable in the post game. That's unacceptable. Here come Brad. That's on me. And, I mean, I'm tired of hearing it, bro. I'm just so tired of hearing it, because every time they say stuff and they talk and then they come out the very next game, don't do anything different, don't play any better, and still suck and still lose. Period. I'm tired of hearing it. I really am.
No, I'm with you. And you know, we'll get into a deeper thing too. Like Tommy Shepard or Ted, the owner of the team, he looks at it this way. You know, if we can get two playoff home games, that's a win for him. You know, that's a win for him. And you look at the attendance today. I was watching. Of course, we were all watching. It looked very empty in the stand. I know it's a Tuesday night, but nobody was there. Nobody was there. You could probably hear a pin drop in the stadium. It was empty. And that just shows, you know, it's a reflection of what's going on right now. It's a reflection of what's going on. There was no way at that game tonight. There's a lot of social distancing you could see in between the seats and whatnot. But, yeah, we can get into some more takeaways and individual performance. This is rock bottom, almost rock bottom right here.
Yes. Guys, before we get into talking more about this game, sadly, and the players, we do have a message from our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as bench players, only recording a handful of minutes each game. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from points, assists, rebounds, threes made, etc. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. I recently placed a flex play entry with an over on Bradley Beal points and an over on Kyle Kuzma rebounds and doubled my money. It took me all of 30 seconds to make my selections. It's that easy, folks. Go to prizepicks.com or go to your app store and download the app. All users that deposit and use our promo code NBA will get $50 free if your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. That's right. All users that deposit and use our promo code NBA will get $50 free if your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I simply just can't believe it. I really can't. The team just finds new ways and new lows. New ways and new lows. I mean, it's insane. It is really insane to see a 35-point lead dwindle away. I mean, I'm just so over the team. I'm really over it. I'm just over. I'm over it. I'm ready. I'm just done. You know, And I'm sorry, you talk about the fans and the social distancing, looking like they're social distancing out there, et cetera. I mean, all the season ticket holders, all the diehard Wizards fans, you're there all the time. You're there at every game. Shouts out to you, because it could not be me. I'm not giving my money to this franchise for them to produce a consistent bad product. I refuse to give my money to a team that does not perform on the court. And I'm just supposed to shell out my money to them. Shout outs to you if you're that loyal and you really, you know, really shout out to you. Honestly, I cannot do that. I cannot do that. You have to earn the money from the fans in general. They aren't fake fans. They aren't fair weather fans. They want to see a winning product consistently. You pay this money to go out to the game. I don't care if you pay $5 for the nosebleeds. up in section 450. I don't care. Up there with Sting. You come to the game, whether you spend $5, $10, or $100, and you see this team blow a 35-point lead. Why do I want to come give my money to this team and this owner? Simple as that. I don't want to. And the fans, I don't feel bad if you don't, you know, because you don't deserve to see this kind of product. Put a winning product on the basketball court. This is not a winning product. I don't care. It's just not. And this is why, hey, blow it up. I don't care. I really don't. And
yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, we were being optimistic, like, hey, if you're going to try to win, go all in. Go ahead and get some bonus. And now I'm just – it's kind of like a smack in the face where it's just like we're facing reality. If you get some bonus, where are we going? We're not beating the Nets. We're not beating the Bucks. We're not beating the Bulls. Where are you really going with this team if you get some bonus? Jeremy Grant, where are you really going if you get Jeremy Grant? Those are the two big names that we could possibly get. It's not moving the needle, to be honest with you, at all. So, and I love Brad. Shout out to you. Thank you for the good years back in 2016, 17, 15, and all that. You know, John Wall years and Death Row D.C. But it's time, man. It's starting to look like time. It's starting to look like time. It might be best for both sides. It just might be time. Dinwiddie looks like a bust signing. Looks awful. Tonight was 1-for-7 from the field, 2-for-10. And just the basketball IQ was bad by him tonight, too. Not just scoring. You don't have to go out there and score 30 points. Just make smart basketball moves. Just put effort defensively. That's all I'm asking for him from him. That's why I said I like Brad Wanamaker on a 10-day contract, because he came in, he played hard, he distributed the basketball, he played defense. And that's all the Wizards need at the point guard position. They're not getting that from Spencer Dinwiddie. They're just not. They're getting a guy that's coming in, shooting bad shots, leaning threes, sidestep threes, not playing defense. It's time. Like you said, Gaff not playing is inexcusable. Kuzma played hard, 19 points, 12 boards, but he had Shaq in the full moments, inbound the ball, 5-second violation. KCP airballing layups, just being sporadic, out of control. Bradley Beal has 6 assists, but he has, you know, bad turnovers, had 5 turnovers tonight. Lackadaisical and just making unforced errors once again down the stretch. Rui gets it going. He has to get taken out. He's starting to hit the mid-range shot. He gets taken out the game because we have 11 guys we got to play. He's on a minute restriction. Thomas Bryant starts playing well. He has 11 points, has a, you know, getting hits a 3, making some energy moves. Of course, he has to sit because we have so many guys. Denny missed a layup tonight, which was crucial. Of course, every point counts, so I can't let him off the hook. Did he make some good moves to the basket? Yes, he did, but he missed a layup against the Celtics too that we didn't discuss, and it's starting to become a habit. It's starting to become a habit. Missing layups is almost an every game thing for Denny, so he's got to clean that up, man, being real with Denny. Trez, defensively, he's just – that's not his forte. We know that. Kispert didn't play much, so, I mean, he hit 3 points. But, yeah, man, Neto didn't play. Holiday didn't play, which is probably the right decision. Bertans didn't play. Gil didn't play. But West did get out coached. And the honeymoon is over. The honeymoon phase is done, man. It's done. We're 40-some games in. Only have 30-some games left. We don't deserve to make the play-in, to be honest with you. The Knicks are playing like trash, too. But, honestly, we don't deserve to make the play-in. We don't even deserve to make the play-in. And the 34.5 over and under, it's starting to look like they might be right. It's starting to look like they might be right with that 34.5 over under at 34.5 wins. If the Wizards keep on this pace and keep playing like this, they might be right at 34.5 or 34 or 33-49, whatever the math is to 82 games.
I mean, this was a bad – this game right here, I'm telling you, this game right here was such a bad look on Tommy Shepherd, because this is a team he assembled. Ted Leonsis, because he has something to do with this as well. And Bradley Beal, who's supposed to be the max guy or building around you. I mean, I'm sorry, but the 23 points, 8-for-15. I mean, the 9 rebounds and 6 assists is good. But still, I mean, like we said, he came on a little late. But these are the games where you're supposed to look like the complete best player on the court. By far, you're supposed to look like, by far, above and beyond the best player on the court. And I can't say in this game, he was by far, light years, the best player on this court. And this is what fans keep talking about with Bradley Beal and why they don't want to max him. and not even talking about just this average product that this team keeps putting out every single year after year after year after year. They assemble new teams. They trade John Wall for Russ. That squad's average. They trade Russ for all these pieces. This team is average. Looking below average at this point. Honestly, I mean, this team isn't even fun anymore. They aren't even fun. They keep bamboozling the fans. Every year, talking to the media, blah, blah, blah. With the Russ thing, oh, they may be decent. No. This year, oh, we may be decent. No. They start 10-3. Oh, we think we got a good team. Ed think they getting bullish. He feeling more bullish about the team. I'm feeling good, too. We throwing up dubs. Fast forward. They bamboozled us. Just like tonight, they bamboozled us. We thought, oh, they playing good defense. They learned from the Celtics game. They want to play hard tonight, at least. Celtics are, you know, Paul George may not come back the whole year. They missing guys, et cetera. Let's pound them early. Third quarter come. They give up 40. They play one decent half of defensive basketball and basketball in general and just say, okay, that's good enough. Man, I'm so sick of this team. I'm sick of the organization. I'm sick of just the redundancy of the team. I'm sick of the redundancy of the organization. And Bradley Beal, I mean, max him to do what? Like I said in the last rant, max him to do what? To do what, man? What are we going to do? Guys, what are we going to do? Max Brad and do what?
Right. Yeah, there was another play too. Even the play with 1.9 seconds left. I know we didn't have a timeout, but Kuzma just threw the ball all the way down to Trez. And that was a turnover. We didn't even get a shot up.
Kuz just was like, that was an effort throw. He was I don't care. I'm irritated. I'm done. Mm-hmm. That was that kind of throw because, he wanted to go home. I mean, that was I'm embarrassed. I'm angry. That was that type of throw. It wasn't even to any like you could have tossed it to somebody close and tried to do a full court heave. That was an effort throw right there.
Right. Yeah, and maybe they should have fouled. If they were going to foul, they should have fouled earlier. This is the thing with Scott Brooks that we talked about last year, the Raptors game where Fred VanVleet hit a three to tie the game. There's been many times where this has happened where we've been up by three. We don't foul. If you're going to foul, you have to foul immediately. Brad did. He pity-patty touched Kennard. They're going to call that foul. This is the NBA. Mm-hmm. They're going to call that. So that's on Brad as well. So we just made some mental mistakes. Elementary school, they ran a press. We didn't know how to beat the press. We were turning the ball over like we were elementary school. We don't know how to beat a zone. It's just simple stuff that we just don't do or know how to do. And, yeah, man, I was on the side of let's try to win, let's try to go big and trade for somebody. But if they're gonna play like this, then yeah, just slow it up, man. You can tell they don't like you can tell the chemistry's off and that's something. I hate to speculate, but you can tell some of these guys don't like each other. The KCP Trez fight, they can say it doesn't mean anything, but stuff like that means something. It means something. Darius and Danny, it means something. It means something for sure. When you have so many guys on a team, it's hard to control egos. And Wes Jr., jury's out on him too, man. I think – but I do want to see him with a different – if they do blow out, I do want to see him with a different roster. But I'm talking about just totally into the future. But, yeah, man, this was awful, man. I don't even want to do player of the game or nothing like that.
Oh, no, I'm not.
But hold on, before we just wrap it up, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. My favorite flavor is cookies and cream. And I usually put it in the fridge or in the microwave. Makes it taste better. It's the New Year's, then these New Year's resolutions. Hopefully the Wizards make a resolution and make a big decision on this roster. But if yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than the candy bar. You want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week three, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. 130 calories, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Even if you're not a huge fan of working out, you can at least eat something that tastes good and is good for you. That way, when you enjoy a delicious Built Bar, you can almost count it as a workout. There are so many flavors to choose from. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, and many more. In fact, Built is always coming out with new limited time flavors. So check out Built.com often to see what's new. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. Yeah, I mean, player of the game, I guess, is Luke Kennard. And really just I would just say my duds of the game. My duds of the game is Dinwiddie. You can say the whole team, to be honest with you. Dinwiddie and Wes. Wes gets a dud for me, too. He gets a dud for me, too, tonight. Spencer and Wes Unseld Jr. And I guess you can throw in just the whole Wizards front office right now.
Yeah, I mean, this whole team's a dud, man. Everybody's a dud from the top, from the bottom. Like that one time at the practice where Bradley Beal said it starts at the top. He's now at the top as well. Mm. All like it's all on them. I mean, it's embarrassing. This is ridiculous. I don't even really want to talk about the scheduling because we already know what that's about to be about. I mean, come on now. Let's be realistic here. This team is not good. They're embarrassing. Embarrassingly bad. They're embarrassingly bad. I mean, I just have no more hope for this team. Just do whatever you got to do at the trade deadline at this point. Mm. Because now, at this point, you done killed fans' expectations for if they get Sabonis. Because what is Sabonis supposed to do to fix a 35-point comeback? I mean, how is he supposed to stop that? We're not talking about LeBron James here. Talk about Sabonis or Jeremy Grant. How do they stop you from blowing a 35-point lead? If you're blowing a 35-point lead bad and giving up 51 points to Jason Tatum bad and letting him do whatever he wants... I mean, what is Sabonis or Jeremy Grant supposed to do to this team in their ceiling? Come on, man. Let's get real, Wizards. Wizards front office, Tommy. Let's get real, man. Get the wool over from over your eyes, man. Get the cloth from over your eyes. Wake up. Come on, bro. Let's get real.
Right. Yeah. This looks like time. The panic button is pushed. It's officially pushed. You said it earlier. It's officially pushed. It's code red. Waving the white flag right now. Fat lady singing all that good stuff right now. So, but yeah, these next seven games, man, we play legitimate playoff teams, and we could easily go 0-7. Easy. Grizzlies, Nets, Suns, Bucks, they're looking at us like food right now. They're looking at us right now. They're like, okay, yeah, let's get an easy dub. They could probably sit some starters, and they're ready to go. Just like the Blazers, Dame, CJ didn't play, Paul George and Kawhi didn't play. We lost the Rockets, a lottery team. I'm just speechless now. So, but I just want to thank you guys for watching and tuning in. You guys are the real ones sticking with us and sticking with this team. I mean, it's just speechless. It really is. Speechless.
Yep.
I'm speechless.
Speechless. Simple as that. Agreed. Speechless, Ed.
Oh, man. But yeah, thank you guys for watching once again. Make sure you guys subscribe to Locked On Wizards on YouTube. Hit the notification bell. Make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes and all platforms. I would say hell to the Wizards, but you guys just have a good night. Peace.
Peace.